Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Dick, good morning.
Yes, it is a good morning, John Marr.
And Dick, you brought a guest with you today, as usual.
I did, and I'm very happy to present Joshua Slinkard today. He is with the Boys and Girls Club of Commerce, probably one of the best organizations that Commerce Community Cares supports in regards to numbers served. We really get a great bang for our buck with this organization, and they do a wonderful job in commerce. I'm anxious for him to fill you in on what all they do around here.
Josh, welcome.
Thank you.
And I feel like I've talked to you before because I've talked to your brother, Caleb Slinkard, so many times before.
Sure?
Actually, you're identical twin.
We are, definitely. Yes, sir.
So I don't think if you'd walked in and said, "Hi, I'm Caleb back from Oklahoma," I would have said, "Great, Caleb, great to see you." But Josh is the Director of Operations for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Northeast Texas, so not just Commerce, but all the other Boys and Girls Clubs in the immediate area.
Yes, sir, and Commerce, Greenville, and Rockwall.
Okay, so there's three of them.
Yes.
And Rockwall, so that's a going concern, I imagine.
Sure, yes, sir.
The way things are growing over there. So tell me a little bit about the activities of the Boys and Girls Club. First of all, in Commerce, you're in business at A.C. Williams Elementary.
Yes, we have a great partnership with the school district here in Commerce, and I kind of want to talk briefly. We're about to start our summer program.
Right.
And that's really exciting for us because we get the kids all day long, 7:30 a.m., 6 p.m., and we do a lot of really fun things with them. We go on field trips around here in Commerce. You know, we go to the Children's Museum and places like that, and then we also try to take them out of town. And we go to places like the Tyler Zoo and the Rough Riders games and all over the place. And one of the things that I'm really excited to talk about is a program that we run in the summer called Summer Brain Gain, and it's something that is actually developed from Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And this is our third year to run it, and the whole point of the program is it's a summer learning loss prevention program. So we know that the kids, they can get out of school, they go through the summer, and then they get back into school, and they're a few weeks or maybe months behind where they need to be because of that summer learning loss that happened. So we're going to be able to put these kids through this program, and it's really fun. It's not lesson-based. It's project-based. So they do fun product-based activities they don't even know they're learning. That's the secret, right? So they're doing fun, higher learning activities, and then, you know, as they go through that, by the time they get back into school, they don't have that summer learning loss. And the school obviously loves that, and we love to do that with them. So we're excited about it.
It's called Summer Brain Gain?
Summer Brain Gain, yes, sir. And it's they improve it every year, and this year we're going to be running it for the third time. We're really excited about it.
We're talking with Josh Slinkard, who is the Director of Operations for the Northeast Texas Boys and Girls Club, and including the Boys and Girls Club in Commerce. How do you get them to learn without knowing that they're learning? What's the trick there?
Well, the trick here is that when we talk about project-based learning, is instead of like just a teacher or somebody getting up and lecturing them and then filling out a worksheet, it's actually learning that they get to do kind of on their own. And they've got a project that they work with a group, and they kind of work towards a goal, and they don't really know by the end of it. I don't know if you – this is kind of a silly example, but if you remember doing the Mad Libs as a kid, we used to do that all the time where you put in the funny words and you're actually learning vocabulary and sentence structure. It's something on a much larger scale similar to that, where they are having a lot of fun and they're being able to do things with their friends, and at the end of it, they're actually, you know, working on math or reading or some of those skills that they need.
Your numbers are growing, I suppose.
Yeah, we always have a really strong, I mean, we serve hundreds of kids a year here in Commerce. We serve over 1,000 kids total in the Boys and Girls Club of Northeast Texas. In Commerce, there's always a really big need. In the summer, there's not a lot of summer activities to do, and since we're open such good hours and we have so many fun activities for them, you know, we aim to serve several hundred kids this summer in Commerce.
And you're open all day in the summer.
We are open, yes, 7:30 in the morning till 6 at night, and there are some kids that they're there every day. It starts on June 6th and goes through the end of July. And there are some kids that will be there 7:30 to 6 all day, every day.
And so you serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yeah, what we do is we work with the school district when they do their summer feeding program. We partner with that. And then as soon as that summer feeding program is over, we provide them with a breakfast and an afternoon snack. So there's always meals and snacks for them.
Dick, in the minute or so we have left, how are things going with Commerce Community Cares and your drive?
Thanks for asking. It's going great. We're about 90% there. We still have a few more months, so I'd like to encourage folks. Joshua is a great example of where this money goes. I know it helps his organization, keeps the cost down for the participants of his program. And so what better way to give back to our community and help the youth out in our town?
And your goal is, as I recall, $27,500.
That's correct. And we're about at $25,000 right now. So we still need some more contributions.
Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares and Josh Slinkard with the Northeast Texas Boys and Girls Club. And you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.